I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday morning. I hope we get another day like we had yesterday. Just incredibly beautiful. Perfect. Like a perfect day the whole damn time. Right now, it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, so here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. Right now, I have a beautiful sunrise outside my front yard with some pink clouds and some blue sky just showing through. It's really nice, but it's possible you'll have some morning clouds in some spots. They'll be mostly sunny, though, by this afternoon through the end of the week.
Great.
We're looking pretty good. Okay? I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but it might even be through the weekend that we could be good. So
I got pretty far ahead of myself. We actually put the cushions out on the outdoor furniture. I'm like, it's beautiful out.
So here comes the rain, everyone. Well, there it goes.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Well, come on. I mean, you put your cushions out? What are you, crazy?
I know. We actually left them out overnight. I'm like, I'm going to need to sit on the outside on something comfortable.
You got those swings. Those swings are great.
Yeah, but they need a cushion, too.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what? What? They're like made out of like a weird netted, like,
wood.
They're not wood. They're like,
Butts have built-in cushion. You're fine.
Not my butt.
How long are you staying there?
No matter how big my butt gets, for a long time I'm staying there. No matter how big it gets, the bones seem to be right there. When I need a cushion to sit on.
Isn't it made of like basket weave or something like
that?
Yeah,
it's like a weird basket weave thing. It's not comfortable to sit on just by
yourself. You telling me you have like defective ass meat or something?
Mm-hmm. My ass meat is, it's
not cushiony.
It's not cushiony enough.
Yeah, you said your ass grew like twice the size.
I know, I just said that. Even though it's enormous, the bones still stick right there. Look, I got a freaking cushion on my cushion. I need a cushy seat to sit on.
Sheesh.
I got a double cushion action.
You didn't show us your other cushion, though.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were about to turn around and show us your giant butt cheeks, but no, huh?
We can't. The mic's in the way, Sarah.
You heard it, though. I just spanked myself for you. You're welcome. Back to you, Vin.
Clip of the day.
Oh, no.
Perfectly done.
It's not.
You know what's funny is I started recording as soon as she stood up. I was like, record.
Oh, ha-ha. You didn't catch the whole thing.
No, I caught you. I caught you standing
up. You didn't. No.
We caught you slapping your ass. Perfect.
That's all that matters.
Headquarters asked for some content from our show. Bryn, if you could send that in, that'd be perfect.
Definitely one of the highlights.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Sick. We're done. Anyway.
I don't know about that.
My ass is going to star in a company promo.
It's perfect. Right. Well done. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me get to a couple stories here. I've got some nonsense for you, but I think this is good news. It's welcome news. I'm sure that if you search hard enough on the internet, you can find a contrary story. But I like this, and I'm going to tell it to you.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a dark winter for the economy here in the United States.
Yeah.
But thanks to government relief aid Falling COVID-19 cases and the vaccine rollout, growth is expanding briskly and the economy is projected to boom this year.
Well, that's good news.
As pandemic-related restrictions ease, some economists even predict that by late 2021, throughout 2022, the nation's gross domestic output will be larger than it would have been if the health crisis hadn't occurred.
Wow. That is something.
They say it's a particularly remarkable outcome, especially when you consider in the aftermath of the recession from 07 to 09, the economy never really returned to its peak. But they're saying that there's all of these big boys, Barclays and Morgan Stanley, they're all forecasting big growth this year. Goldman Sachs is even predicting more growth than they are. And I like the news. I like it.
Well, yes, it is good news.
Yes. So, and that also here locally, you're going to see San Mateo, San Francisco, and Marin counties possibly moving from purple to the second most restrictive red tier by noon today.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're seeing the numbers come down, even though, unfortunately, and I believe Biden did this last night, there was some sort of moment held for the 500,000 people that died from COVID this year. Mm. Not this year, but, you know, over the last year, I should say. Mm-hmm. So that's an unfortunate milestone that no one would have wanted. And obviously there's lots of people even here in the Bay Area who that's touched. And yet we're coming out of this. The news is good. That those are big counties moving up or down in restriction, however you want to word that.
Right.
So that's all good news. And I hope that that's what, you know, something that you're hearing today and feeling a little bit better about, because mm-hmm. it's easy to get. Look, I had a buddy way back before the pandemic even happened go, because he's one of those people who listens to everything. You know,
conspiracy guy.
You need to move your money out of, do you have a 401k? You need to move your money. And I'm like, I'm out surfing with my friend and I'm just going to go catch this wave. I don't think I'm going to change my whole future on something you heard here or there.
Although then it starts to get into your head and you're like, oh, maybe I should do that.
I don't know, but I love the guy. And I was like, you did that? Okay, good for you. I hope everything's safe. I'm not going to touch a thing. I'm just going to hold fast. So anyway, that's it looks like the news is good, and I wanted you all to hear that.
I'm glad to hear that. That's nice to hear, especially as I looked at my investments this morning and went, that sucks.
I know.
It'll be bad.
Everything is rock bottom right now.
The growth is predicted for this year, and I'm feeling really good about it. Now,
okay,
this is unfortunate. We spent a lot of money and a lot of time to get this little rover up to Mars.
Oh.
Yeah. So?
Perseverance touched down last weekend. And we got some neat pictures of some empty landscape.
Mm.
Neat. Very, very neat. You know, that's great.
It's crazy. It's on another.
And then they tell you, listen to sounds from Mars. It's a recording all the way from Mars, our little Perseverance rover. And this is what the microphone picked up.
Oh, damn, there's aliens for sure.
I'm kidding. That's not actually it. It sounds like this.
Rumble in my ears.
Yeah. So then
I love it. So that's just wind.
The scientists, you know, behind this whole giant exploration go, you're hearing wind. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Frank. You know what? I didn't know that was going to be wind on the mic. That's impressive. Great job.
Keep going with that. I love that. I love that sound.
Let's hear that again.
More. More.
Let it go. You want more? Let me help you.
I'm going full ASMR right now.
Let me help you out.
No, Vinny, stop. You're ruining the soundbite. You're ruining Mars. You're ruining the sound of Mars. It's like a little window to a whole nother world was opened up.
It's like an alien heartbeat.
And what do they got, like a thunderous 50 hearts or something? I don't understand. Know. That's not alien.
Who knows,
heartbeat.
Right? It's an alien. You don't know.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Impressive. Sounds of Mars, everyone.
Mm. A little tiny window into the what's going on a whole nother grain of sand in this universe.
It's incredible. Listen to this.
It is incredible. Don't.
That's my impression of Mars.
I don't like your mouth. Sounds like you're making fart
noises. I can do impressions too, Sarah. Listen. Anyway, that's me either blowing out birthday candles or sounds from Mars.
You decide.
Right.
Okay.
What is going on? What is going on?
Well, the wind's blowing on Mars. It's a whole other. We're on another planet.
Yeah, I hear it. It is impressive. You're right.
I know.
Incredible.
That is incredible.
I love it. I'm telling you, I don't know how that sounded in people's cars or if anyone's even in a car, because I know that doesn't happen as much anymore. But that's got to be rumbling your sound system. It sounds so, it's like ear candy. God, I love it. I could listen to it all day.
Really?
I love it.
All right. Well, I'll do that story again. And then
please do. Oh, my God. I'm going to use that on my ASMR videos.
Let your finger take a break. I'll handle the sounds.
That's not the sound.
Anyway,
I can tell the difference.
Thank you, Bryn. You got it. You're perfect at it. Bryn can do it too, Sarah.
You guys don't have that low rumble.
You got a couple backup impressionists here.
You need a thunderous low rumble. You need to have
a problem with an impression. You let it, what?
Some phlegm in your lungs.
Oh, great. She's better at it than we are. We should have known.
Well,
next story.
Yeah, I guess.
Nicole?
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Can you
now
tell me? You know, I had this vision as I read the story. Mm-hmm. When you get home after a hard day at the studio.
Yeah.
You pull on tall knee-high socks and lederhosen.
Yes.
And and a feather lid, and you go hike the hills of Benicia. Is that what you're up to?
No, you're in a Ricola ad.
Oh, yeah.
Ricola ad.
It's a good look on you. I'm enjoying it, actually. You got your
I
horn
wanted
ready?
To warn you that despite hiking being good for you, mm-hmm. the hills of Benicia have been found to be teeming with mountain lions. That's not true. It's actually one mountain lion sighting. But I want you to be really careful out there when you're hiking in the hills of Benicia.
Yeah, my aunt called my dad last night. Like worried, she's like, "Is the dog?" Because we have a dog, and she was like, "Is the dog inside?" My dad's like, "Yeah," because I guess the mountain lion was actually by our house. And we have a huge like green belt.
Do you hike your dog out there and stuff?
No, he just stays in the yard. But I think it's just it's never gotten.
He's going crazy. He's eating a dog.
He's man.
It's not me. It's the crazy Benicia.
Oh, right.
Mountain
it's
lion.
The mountain lion.
Yeah.
Same.
Anyway.
So, I don't think it's ever gone this close before. So we'll see. Like, to the residential areas.
Well, all right. So
but
just be careful on your
noise
hikes.
What is that? It's like a lion frog?
That's before he's preparing to roar.
Oh, oh he's got to warm up his larynx?
He's preparing to roar for war. All right.
Okay, so now that I've made a mess of this story, let me just repeat that there apparently there was a mountain lion sighting in Benicia, and so everyone, in fact, that is the warning, which is, you know, if you've got a pet, don't lock them outside. Mm. We don't want the mountain lion eating Sparky. Oh.
No, we don't.
I was wondering.
How about a couple fast facts?
Fast facts.
Never really thought about this one. But it's nice to know what the peak of formal dress wear for men is.
The peak? You mean
the most formal type of dress for men is white tie, not black tie. A white tuxedo requires a coat with tails, a white bow tie, and a wing collar. That is peak formal dress.
I wonder
the male.
If Fuman has one of those.
What?
I doubt it. He owns his own tuxedo. because of course he does.
Well, he's a party guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wants to be able to go to the ballet at the drop of a hat, I guess.
Right.
It's easy for guys. They just put on their tuxedo. They put on their suit.
What are you talking about? It's easy for guys.
That's yeah, easier than so having easy. To find.
Don't
find
say it. That, Nicole.
That, it's so easy.
No, it's true. But like,
we got to get our face on, do yeah. our hair, have the right accessories, yeah. find a dress that doesn't make us look dumpy.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and
a whole
the
thing.
Shoes have to match, and it's just, yeah. it's work.
I want to buy just a tuxedo. I want my own tuxedo. And then
and
I'm like,
you can.
Who can argue with that, right?
Yeah. Who's stopping you?
I do like when girls wear tuxedos. Yeah. Joe Biden's daughter did that.
Was yeah, that, I think yeah. it's great. Yeah, I got to get some pantsuits. I don't know why, but just in case. A black pantsuit, you know, you wear to a funeral or a wedding, whatever.
I mean, you look good in red, too.
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
You have a great red suit. That one is mm-hmm.
I don't
smashing.
Think I can squeeze this thing into that anymore. Can donk a donk yunk.
You've outgrown your red suit?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't tried it on in years since I was made fun of relentlessly.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly don't think it looked that bad. So
thanks, Nicole. It didn't look that bad. Wow.
It didn't look that
no,
bad.
High praise.
Uh-oh, she stepped in it. Here we go.
No, I mean,
time
like,
to backpedal.
When I found that photo and everybody was making fun of you, I expected like a beard or something. Like, you yeah. had the Santa beard. And
right.
then I was like, oh, that's...
It's no, fine. Yeah. It's just, you know, and I bought it for the Christmas party, a red velvet suit for the Christmas party. Like, what could be more festive? No, I never heard the end of it. It's even, I'm not kidding you, 8 years, and I'm still here and not the end of it.
We love it. What are you talking about? We love it.
Uh-huh.
It was
That's
festive.
How it feels. That's definitely
Hold on a second,
what I'm
if
getting
I could,
from it.
While I may not be some guy driving down 101 right now listening to this show, I can tell you he's saying to himself, or she, whoever, is saying to themselves, you bought a red velvet suit for Christmas party and you didn't see the parallel there to Santa Claus?
I saw a festive velvet suit.
What does Santa wear?
It does. It's not trimmed.
No,
I don't put a black
question.
Belt around it.
No,
Santa wears a black, white, and red outfit. That's what Santa wears. With big, dumb boots and a big green sack over his
and
shoulder.
A hat. And, she didn't
and
have a
hat. And a beard. And little white puppy things everywhere. God, I'm just, it's a festive red is a color for the season. I bought a red suit.
I thought you looked great, Sarah.
Thanks, Bryn. Good. Thank you. Thank, oh my goodness. You've made it all better.
You're welcome.
Bunch of jerks.
Horses.
So oh my God, I love horses.
Right.
What's going on with horses?
Horses can't breathe through their mouths.
Oh.
Only through their nose.
They yawn, so I don't know if that's true.
Listen to me.
Okay, I believe you.
Horses mm-hmm. can't breathe through their mouths, only through their noses. And you went to equestrian school. You went mm-hmm. to equestrian
yeah,
college.
Yeah, horses yawn.
You should already know this.
Horses yawn.
How do you not know this?
You have all the experience with horses, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
And you can stretch your jaw without breathing through your mouth.
I'm feeling like this isn't my day.
It is your day. It's all about you, sir.
In the wrong way. Wow, Vinny's all enthusiastic there. I'm going to destroy you completely, my friend.
I love you loving horses. That's all. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is your opportunity to be on the show.
Pile
Why don't
on.
You?
Why don't you?
Send us a text and we'll read it. Mm-hmm. And do me a favor. I was in a meeting and I was given some healthy advice and I'd like to pass it on to the texters. Don't trick me into reading stuff I'm not supposed to read, you texters.
Oh, I know what this is about.
I start reading something.
Just cross those out. Cross those ones
well,
out.
I don't then. Know. I mean, I'm just reading stuff. Who proofreads anything around here?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
510 says, I love Sarah's red suit. Why you got to bust her balls so much?
They
We're
just
not.
Have to. They're compelled.
We're not. We love that suit.
The power of Christ compels you. The
we
power
don't
of
see
Christ
the red velvet suit enough.
I know.
You're never going to see it again either. Except
I wish Jesus had four birthdays.
Everywhere.
You know what Jesus needs? A birthday a quarter.
Yeah. Every season.
Yep. That's what Jesus needs. So we can see the suit all the time.
You're never seeing the suit again.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
I can't fit into it anymore.
Who is this human person you keep referencing? Says 415.
Hey there, new listener.
Mushroom stop me.
That guy.
Mushroom stop me.
Yeah, that guy.
Mushroom stop me.
What, where are we going? I'll go there. What are we doing?
Mushroom stop me.
Play that one. That's my favorite.
I'm out of time, everyone. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Gwyneth Paltrow, she invented the mask and COVID. Oh, and yoga.
So where? Yeah, I'll do it. Where are we going?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.